AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So I came across this ad today online regarding a credit repair service. It had so many violations in it and so many fake promises in it. It is unreal. Be sure you avoid these type of credit repair companies. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. Hello, everyone. A few days ago, I made an episode talking about one of the girls in Houston, Texas. She owned a credit repair organization and she was recently arrested for doing illegal things. This process is what you call a credit sweep. It's when people file fake police reports claiming that they are a victim of identity theft and someone stole their social security number and apply for all of this stuff. So therefore, she would send those fake police reports to the credit bureaus and make the credit bureaus delete that information. Thankfully, that information was deleted temporarily until they found out the police report was fake. So that's not how credit reports work. Of course, there are scams in every industry out there in the world. Credit repair definitely have a bad name for itself because there's just so many bad people out there in this industry. So the reason I'm making this episode because I recently came across this picture here that says inquiry removal, all three bureaus, competitor's price $400, our price $299. So right there, you know, that's a violation in the Credit Repair Organizations Act. You know, you can't charge upfront fees, and this competitor's price of $400. There's no such thing as a competitor's price. That is not the average price for credit repair. Credit wipe, all three bureaus. You know, whoever made this ad here definitely just has no grammar. They don't know how to type or whatever. Secondly, they don't even know the correct name for this process. So again, it's called a credit sweep, not a credit wipe. But competitor's price, $1,000, that is just silly. There's no one out here doing credit sweeps because they're illegal. Secondly, again, if you're paying $1,000 up front for someone to fix your credit, 9 times out of 10, you can probably use that $1,000 to do something like see if some of these debt collectors can do a pay for deletion or, you know, put that money towards multiple secure credit cards to kind of help build your credit score with more positive accounts. But let's move along. So competitor's price for wiping the entire credit report to zero is $1,000. Our price, $799. So, you know, they're coming up with these fake prices to make you feel like you're getting a deal by paying them $799, pretty much $800 up front, because I know they got some type of fees on top of that. We remove charge off, late payments, collections, evictions, repossessions, student loans. Wow, they have student loans on here twice. student loans, identity theft, identity theft, any and all negative activity. So right now, just from reading this ad for 3 minutes, I've already seen, counted and seen maybe three or four violations in the Credit Repair Organizations Act. So one, you can't guarantee results. You know, somebody can't go out and finance a $100,000 Escalade, miss the first three payments, they move to a new address, now the repo company can't find where the Escalade is at, and a credit repair company can automatically remove that information from their credit report, and they can go out and finance a second vehicle. And now they can just keep buying vehicles because it looks like their credit is perfect. No one can guarantee that. That's not even how that process works. So, you know, in the Credit Repair Organizations Act, you cannot guarantee fake results or fake promises because it is not guaranteed. Just like if somebody go out there and get arrested, just because they hire a lawyer, you know, doesn't mean it's going to help their situation if they're proven guilty in court. Moving on, we have produced results as fast as 24 hours, you know, on Experian, and as fast as 10 days on TransUnion and Equifax. So again, this is all a lie. One, if you can fix your credit in 24 hours, do you really think credit repair will even be a business? You know, if that was the case where people can mess up their credit and get it fixed in 24 hours, do you really think people today will still have bad credit? So a lot of times, I don't know how people are falling for these scams out there. You know, a lot of people just don't think for themselves. So one, we mail these disputes. So how on earth, out of a billion people, you know, that are disputing things on their credit report every single day, how is the credit bureaus, out of all people, are going to decide to just work on yours and get it done within 24 hours? You know, secondly, we mail these disputes. So it takes a week before some of these credit bureaus even receive the disputes at their address. And then it may take another few days before they even get to process those disputes. So at minimum, it takes at least a month before you can even know if something's going to change or not that very first month. Same thing goes for their 10 days advertisement for TransUnion and Equifax. First of all, there's no difference between the three bureaus. You know, one bureau doesn't live closer to you than the other two bureaus. And secondly, you don't know where this customer lives. So you don't know how long it's going to take before that mail letter gets to the post office and from the post office to that particular credit bureau. So this whole entire ad here is a whole disaster. I did block out the company name. Again, I don't like drama, so I don't want to bash anyone's company out there. Hopefully this person was just learning how to start credit repair and maybe they just got trained by the wrong individual, but I really hope they're no longer doing this, or if they are shut down. But just want to make this quick episode to, you know, be sure you avoid these type of credit repair companies out there. So as always, if you have any more questions or concerns about any credit repair company or organization out there, even if you're not signing up for Sturgis Credit Repair, still reach out and I can help you answer questions to make sure you're signing up for a legit company out there. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.